Monday, March the 24th, 1997.
Thank you once again for being with us. And as usual, a very warm welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, good. It is that since we met, dear friends, how much you have grown in your understanding. Your understanding of living and daily lives. All of you now have come to the understanding of peace within your daily lives. Peace that outshines problems that surround you. Understanding of what you must do, an understanding of that true self. I say to you, dear friends, that each one of you can say at last, I shine with understanding of what I am about. All of you know and feel that what I say to you is indeed truth.
Yes, I don't think anybody would deny that. Everybody would agree with what that sentiment has said, I take it.
Yeah.
I wish to extend a welcome to this one who comes another time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would say to this one that she is growing, but is in a hurry to achieve much. I say only to you, child, there is humility to be gained by using visions. This I have told you all, but I would like to reiterate for this one.
Thank you.
She has much to do, as you all have, but she must be patient. She feels at times that not enough is happening in her growth. Is this not true, child?
Yeah.
Yes. I you're not so impatient when you begin on this pathway. Yes, all of you are. Do this one I say. Carry on the pathway that you have chosen. She is in dilemma at times as to what to do. Her desire is that she do more work for us. But I say to you, dear friend, the time will come. The time will be right. But carry on as you are.
Thank you.
Because your daily living is a strong force with you at this time. And you must allow yourself the occasion of living to the fullest at this time. You will develop along the lines that you so desire, but to give it time. I would say one last thing to you, and it is this. You will take a different pathway than you would anticipate. There is much work ahead of you, but that work lies in directions not known to you at this particular time. I leave you with those words, dear friend, and say to you, offer yourself always as a channel of love, as you all do. May that great creative force which enfolds us all surround you with love and knowledge as you tread this earthly pathway. You will succeed. You have the opportunity this time to make of yourself what you will.
Thank you very much for that. The lady, as you no doubt are aware, does some excellent work at the other meetings.
I am fully aware of what is happening in her life as a whole, because she is one segment of a whole. A whole to which I am committed.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, we do.
So, there is nothing within your lives which is not known. Your loves, your desires, all is known. But as I have said to you in the past, I do not come to guide you. Your knowledge has outgrown that. I come to give you knowledge, and I hope understanding of that luggage.
Well, you're certainly doing that, Tenko.
No. Before I answer questions this time, I would ask you, please, that when the communicator uses this one here,
yes,
that she will need special help in returning to you this time.
Thank you. I will see to that. Thank you for telling me.
Now, do we have questions, please?
Yes, there is one, if I might begin. I have somebody coming for development, quite apart from the meetings, and the person is very sincere and genuine, but the development is so sporadic that I sometimes wonder whether the subconscious is interfering.
May I interrupt you, please?
Mm-hmm.
Before we continue further, I would say to you this, that the time is not right.
I see.
For this one.
Well, I had begun to wonder about it.
I trust that your words can be kindly, but I would perhaps say to you to leave for a time to allow those who have come close, and they have, I assure you, to work with this one until such time that it is suitable for all to work.
Yes, thank you. You have rather confirmed what I suspected. That's why I asked the question.
I hope I did not be abrupt.
No.
But I did not wish to waste time on words that were not of use.
Of course not. Thank you for what you've told me, and I'll deal with it in an appropriate way without giving offense.
Yes, you must use kindly the correct words.
Mm-hmm.
All of you are capable, some more than others, but there is a time when it is right to begin work.
Right.
And for this one, it is not at this time.
No, I think there's a lot of impatience there too, which is preventing proper development.
It is not so much impatience as, shall I say, that the imagination runs wild.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I don't use these words to be harsh, but I cannot let you continue under false pretense, I think you would say, in using valuable time when it can be devoted to other things.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you for the information. I'll deal with it. Any other questions for Sandimet?
Yes. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
It's to do with knowing that spiritually things are going to change for people on the earth, but in the meantime, while this change is occurring, we've got a general election coming up, and politically, I want to actually, or I think I should be trying to do something that helps people in general while they're in this particular system. But then I think to myself, perhaps I'm going down the wrong road. I should be concentrating much more on the spiritual than worrying about the physical. And then Am I making myself understood? Because I'm not saying it very well.
This dear child would like to lift this world and change it quickly. But, dear friend, let me say this to you. Of course, all thoughts for good cannot be bad. How can they? It is difficult in your living to get a balance of what is spiritual and what you term your daily lives. But that balance must be found. I would say to you, dear friend, continue to help those in your world, because love can conquer all. It is a much used phrase in your world, but let me tell you that it is words used that are true. Send your loving thoughts to those men of power around your world that will enable them to make sound judgments, to show love to those peoples in your world who are lacking in it. So, dear child, by doing this, you are growing spiritually. Do you understand?
Yes.
By the outpouring of your love for your fellow man, you indeed are growing daily in that spiritual love. You are love. You become love. All of us are love. After all, what do you suppose that a great creative force is? I have spoken to you about it previously. We are all sparks of eternal love. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does, thank you.
Each loving thought that is sent forth out into the cosmos is an enrichment, is a growth of spirit, it is a growth of energy which becomes stronger and stronger, and which in time will enfold this world of yours. It will be a world of peace. It will be a heaven on earth, as it was intended to be. Do you understand?
Thank you very, very much.
Let speak to you.
Yes. And come again, and our love is with you.
You are children. All children. All love. And peace.
It is difficult to comprehend. We accept it, but I'm afraid we still don't understand it. Accept that too, that we are only at the beginning of many roads which have to be travelled.
is the teaching.
So the voice will become stronger and clearer. To see that she can be used in this way now. That is development, and that she has the inherent ability for you to use. I hope she will dispose of all those doubts and let the communication be free.
No worries. This one has pledged herself to be used in any way necessary. The doubts I speak of are not connected with this work as such.
I understand.
It is doubts which we have found when we have visited her in her state of repose.
We were told that you were going to visit her during her sleep state in order to acclimatize.
She is lately in giving herself openly to help with healing work.
want in you.
Good. I'm sure that each time she's used in this way, the contact will be stronger and the continuity of the voice be much better. Things here. With you. God bless you for your visit. We look forward to having you with us again.
Please stand away from me. Saint Thomas.
No, Thomas.
I am an emissary of the light. I bring to you all the eternal flame of light. Who will wish to receive it on your behalf?
May I? I receive it on behalf of all here and at our other meetings, Thomas.
This precedes many things which to you has been promised.
Thank you.
Soon there comes to your earth your rose, which should have meaning to you. You have seen many earthly years of the rose.
Yes.
But I say to you, as I bring this eternal flame, so too does it bring the eternal rose to you all.
Thank you indeed.
Thank you.
I say to you all, be thankful that this is given to you.
We are indeed. We are all very grateful, and to you for bringing it to us.
My mission is over. I leave you with it. I say to you all, be aware of what is to come. This flame will burn ever more brightly as you continue this work. All of you will become aware of its brightness.
Thank you.
Please accept it from us with love.
I do indeed. Thank you, Thomas. We shall think of you often.